20. Hot.
Hey, you're hanging with Lid and a very special guest right now in the Hot 20, the English DJ and producer responsible for these earworms.
Hey, it's Zagala in the Hot 20.
Hello, Zagala. How's things?
Hello, I'm good. How are you?
I'm really good. And how's the UK?
The UK is a bit weird at the moment, as everywhere is, but it's good. It's good. Summer's pretty much ended. It started raining again, so I'm a bit jealous of you guys. But but yeah, can't really complain.
Don't worry. Summer, like, seasons are going out the window. I don't want to get into climate change so quick into the chat, but like we've had thunderstorms and rain and like cold weather all throughout spring. But I do digress because we have to talk about the new track, Lasting Lover. I don't wanna let go, let go. So, first of all, James Arthur's singing on it, but Lewis Capaldi actually wrote it, right?
Yes. He sent it over as basically an acoustic ballad, kind of sort of standard thing you'd expect a Lewis Capaldi song to sound like. I think he wrote it for his album and he didn't end up using it, but thought it deserves to be heard. I'm going to try and get someone else to release it. And we'll set the challenge of turning this ballad into a club banger. And like James Arthur was at the top of my list of people to sing on it. He just has the kind of voice that I really love, like full of soul. And and he just fitted that track perfectly. So I'm really glad that we were able to make it happen.
And another thing to note on the track is the MGMT Time to Pretend sample. Obviously, such a distinct sound, but sounds so good. Why did you opt for them?
It's a really embarrassing story, actually, but I can't help but be honest about it. But when I put the sample in, I didn't know what it was. I knew it was something, and I knew it was a tune from like my childhood, and it really resonated with me. And yeah, I just like played it in almost as a joke on top of the track and was like, do you know what, why don't I just use that, because I'm never gonna I'm never gonna beat that melody. So right. I'm gonna just use that. And then I had to call up some friends and sing it down the phone, because I was like, what is this tune? I can't remember it. And we got in touch with MGMT and they were really keen to be involved. So it was amazing that worked out, because it's always like a worry putting a sample in a tune, because you still have to get everyone who's, you know, made that original song to want to be involved in this new one. So you're living with this demo for so long for someone to potentially go, oh no, actually you can't use that. And then it's like, oh, but you know, that is, it's part of it.
And then it's like, so really, Seagal is in the studio with a kazoo trying to make something similar but not a ripoff.
Pretty much, yeah. So yeah. Luckily we didn't have to get the kazoo out this time.
Yeah, cool. Well, it's all pulled together and it sounds incredible. We're going to play it really soon. But talking about those collaborations that you've done in the past, you're what I would say a highly collaborative artist. In the past, you've worked with Becky Hill, Sean Paul, Craig David, John Newman, some really big names. What is it about teaming up with other artists that makes you keep coming back to doing it?
The fact that I can't sing helps.
Yeah, okay.
And
so you dead set can't sing at all?
I mean, I can sing in tune. Like, I can sing a bit, but like enough to write a song. But then there's always somebody who can sing it better. So why not get them to sing it and, you know, make a better song?
Well, we're going to chuck on that brand new track, Lasting Lover, very soon. But thank you so much for having a chat, Zagala.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Hot 20.